844.
Great luau music to me. Hey, hey, everybody. Aloha from Maui, Hawaii. Kate Delaney, America tonight. Oh, we are trolling through some interesting waters during this hour here on the show, slightly away from the mainland. Tell you, you never get used to that flight and going to Hawaii. I did it once from Philadelphia to Honolulu and then took a plane to Maui. Did another time from Dallas to Maui, and now I've done it from Los Angeles to Maui, and the plane was packed, but it was pretty exciting to be able to come to Maui, courtesy of a buddy, and it was all comped. You can't beat that, huh? What are friends for? What's that old song about friends? It's not like Fish Song where you wrap up the fish. It's a better song than that. Speaking of friends, it looks like the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, found some friends, although this new budget deal that's in the works does require $15 billion in cuts. So there are people that are going to lose their jobs that work for the state of California, but no taxes will be raised because how many tax increases, and everybody says this across the country, right? We can all relate. How many tax increases do the California people want, but can they bear? And Schwarzenegger decided they can't bear anymore, so we're going to have to be nasty and slash the budget. And that does mean that some state employees will lose their gigs. $15 billion in cuts, they'll be able to balance things out. They don't have to worry about the IOUs because certainly the government wasn't going to bail them out. Who's going to bail out the GOP? What direction is the Republican Party headed in? You know, we've seen that certainly Republicans have been rocked by scandals like the senator in Nevada, John Ensign, admitting to his affair. And then, of course, Governor Stanford, probably the Republican from South Carolina, the bigger scandal because he was fooling around with the woman in Brazil. We don't have to go into all the sordid details, but we know that the party has been slammed big time by scandals and coming off the heels of the last year of George Bush and heading into the great prophet, the president, Barack Obama, and all of the glorious speeches that he made, and now he's in office for 6 months and is still riding a wave of popularity, though he has dropped from the 68% to the middle 50s, still pretty good for a presidency. So what does that say? Yet there are many people that are critical of some of the things that haven't happened, like the White House missing the deadline on the Gitmo plan, like Afghanistan with no end game, and a slew of other things, as you know, the stimulus plan falling flat on its face, the talk of a second stimulus plan, and some other things. So Michael Steele, the National Republican Committee chairman, basically, here's the Republican guru, the guy who runs the show when Rush Limbaugh isn't. Here's what he had to say about the GOP woes.
It is a conundrum coming off of 06 and 08, dear, no doubt about that. We lost sight of those principles and values to talk to those voters about. The governing coalition that Ronald Reagan built in the 80s and that George Bush the first and partially the second built off of. We got away from that. There's no doubt about that, Chris. I mean, I'm the first one to say that the party for political expedience and convenience, quite frankly, didn't do the hard, steady work of building a ground game and a relationship with the voters. So along comes Barack Obama. He sounds good. He looks great. It's a beautiful package. And then we had nothing. We had no filler. We had nothing to fall back on. We couldn't even argue the basics of the economy in the last election effectively. And it took, you know, a happenstance conversation with a plumber before we could really begin to get that groove. I think right now, however, with the debate on health care, with the debate on spending, with the debate on the environment, all of these issues are beginning to put in focus for us an opportunity to go back to those voters and say, guess what? We get it. Our bad. We were wrong in our approach to the government. We were wrong in our approach to spending. We acknowledge the kickoff of this whole stimulus craziness that we've unleashed. But we get it enough now to understand that at the end of the day, the people of this country are still the most singular source for moving us from a depression, from a recession, to prosperity. And that's something that I think once the party gets back to trusting its instincts on that, the American people will be there with us. And I think we're beginning to see that a little bit.
All right. The tail end of what Steele said, I think, makes sense. And he's starting to feel like, and I think some people in the GOP are starting to feel like there is a sway back either to center or perhaps even some that would go a little bit more right. But 2012 is a ways off, and there's some serious things that are being discussed, of course, among them the health insurance reform, what happens with climate control. We saw how quickly that went through the House, and then there are other things that will be discussed in the fall. Immigration, I would think, would have to be right there as something else. And, of course, the economy over and over. Again, I get so many notes from all of you about the stimulus not working, and you can't believe that there's a discussion, even mention, anybody letting it leave their lips, of a second stimulus, which I don't think is going to happen anytime soon. In fact, I don't think it's going to happen. But speaking of stimulating the economy, maybe in a reverse direction, but how about this? The U.S. has decided they're going to offer up to $50 million for Mexican cartel members. I want to see what guy turns in a notorious murdering cartel member and feels like their family is going to be safe, and certainly feels like they're going to be safe. I would say they would have to be put in a witness protection program. If you've watched that show, I forget what it's called, Plain Sight, you might be a little worried about it. Or Blue Heaven, the movie with Steve Martin. I'm joking, of course. But we know how that ends up sometimes for people that go into those programs. The Gulf Cartel and the Zetas, nicknamed collectively both of them as the Company, they're certainly one of the major drug cartels that are behind all of the violence that has slammed Mexico in the last 5 or 6 years. Mexican President Felipe Calderon has made fighting the cartels, of course, a top priority. And this group operates in cities all over the United States. I mean, man, we have talked about this a ton. So, I mean, you see the telephone conversations and the various members of the cartels that are talking about smuggling coke and marijuana into the U.S. So here's the deal. The State Department is offering about up to $50 million for information leading to the capture of 4 top leaders and 6 other cartel lieutenants. Like I said, who's the guy that is going to flip and turn in any of these guys that will cut off your limbs in a second? And they have incredible tentacles. But I would almost compare it, maybe a little bit smaller, but I almost compare it to Osama bin Laden and his lieutenants. Who's going to turn on Osama bin Laden? Hang with us. Much more to come.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
America Tonight, we are live from Maui, Hawaii. Boy, tomorrow I know I'm going to be thinking about those sharks in the water, but don't worry, I'm armed. I know what to do. Punch them in the nose, right? Well, there are some people that weren't too thrilled by the prospect of being bumped off by the president, you know, this airtime thing. So a lot of people are going to carry this Obama press conference, and what do you think the press conference is about? The press conference is about, the latest primetime one anyway, is the push for this health care overhaul, right? And, of course, the approval ratings, as I mentioned, for the pres are falling from the sky. But that being said, it's all about ratings, baby, in television. Don't let anyone fool you. Rush Limbaugh said it best, you know what? It's all about the ratings. It's a business. So whether it's radio or television, that's what they care about. So Nielsen's audience measurements show viewership in a summertime slump. This is the president's fourth primetime press event since he took office 6 months ago. And then, you know, you got these network schedules. It can cost them millions in lost advertising. So NBC, Fox, ABC, they had to decide what they were going to do. They've got a lot of reality shows. And Fox declined outright to air the news conference. I don't think that's a shock, right? NBC and ABC fell in line, apparently, after the White House moved the time. It was supposed to be 9 p.m. Instead, they moved it to 8 p.m. And NBC has that show, their most watched show for the summer anyways, this thing called America's Got Talent. And it includes an interview with Susan Boyle. Remember the woman? She was a big singing sensation. She's part of Britain's Got Talent, blah, blah, blah. So then ultimately what happened was they moved the time. And because NBC was reluctant to carry it, and the idea that only CBS and ABC would cover it, they moved the start time to earlier. And what that's to not wipe out as much programming, obviously. So it's another press conference, and it's the push for health care reform. I don't know. What do you think the deal is, Donovan? You think the Prez is looking to see? I mean, obviously, we know he's pushing for the whole health care thing, and he says it's not about me. But I think he's getting used to the teleprompter thing, and I think he likes the TV deal. What do you think?
Well, he's definitely one of our better spoken presidents for the last 20 years.
Right. So why not trot him out, see what happens when those ratings come in the summer? Sure. Let me think about it. We'll take it if you move it an hour earlier.
And, you know, it's auditioning in case he gets voted out in the near future. He can get a job on some talk show somewhere.
Sure, why not? You have Huckabee does a show. How many politicians end up doing talk shows or something else? You know, there was conversation of Bill Clinton doing a talk show, which I don't see how you could have a former president doing it. As a person who comes on a show and is interviewed and all that sort of stuff, sure. But as somebody who does a talk show, I don't know. I don't know that you could do that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, because certainly there's speeches that are made and stuff, but Are we ready to have a president, whether he falls from grace or doesn't fall from grace, or however he ends office, to end up jumping behind the mic somewhere?
Or maybe he's maneuvering for his first hip hop record deal.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, speaking of hip hop, the weakest apology ever. Because I think he needs to just go away. Chris Brown, that whole Rihanna thing, if you don't know what I'm talking about, beautiful young woman. It happened before the Grammys, and they were supposed to both sing. It's a whole long story. We don't get into it, except for that it was all about texting, and he decided to beat her. And so did he beat her? Well, the pictures don't really lie, and so many people were saying, oh, this is just ridiculous, because even though they're famous, here's the typical abuse pattern, the situation. She needs to get away from him. And, of course, there's a restraining order both ways on this, for her to stay away from him and et cetera, and him to stay away from her. But anyway, Chris Brown decided he needs to apologize to his fans, and here's how that went down.
Hi, I'm Chris Brown. Since February, my attorney has advised me not to speak out, even though ever since the incident, I wanted to publicly express my deepest regret and accept full responsibility. Although I would do some interviews and answer some questions in the future, I felt it was time that you heard directly from me that I am sorry. I have tried to live my life in a way which can make those around me proud of me, and until recently, I think I was doing a pretty good job. I wish I had the chance to live those few moments again, but unfortunately I can't.
All right, so you said he can't live those moments again. He was advised not to speak, and it probably would have been better off not to speak, because of all the stuff that happened in court and, you know, the nonsense that surrounded that. But why even have, if he's done a pretty good job of it, he has not done a pretty good job of it, because he slammed her. So that's not doing a good job of it, bro. And you better to just, you know, lay in the weeds and not say anything. I just, not buying it. Just trying to get back into the mainstream and put all that behind him, so I guess that's what he felt he needed to do. And, you know, people can make mistakes, but mistakes in that direction, not as tolerant. I know I've talked about this before, that I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and the thing that they fear the most is the, not fear, but the thing that they hate answering the most is the domestic violence calls, because so often it ends up disastrous for the cops who respond. Speaking of responding and cops having to do that, nothing worse than the scene of a grisly traffic accident either. They've got some research going on at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, right? And they haven't made it public yet, but they've apparently got, I think I read this in the New York Times, they've got hundreds of pages of research and warnings about the use of phones by drivers. And I think it's smart that they're doing this. So what's happened is in this research that they've come up with, they've just found out, I mean, there's no question that multitasking is a serious and growing threat on the highways. It's not just happening in the trains with people texting and returning messages, but the conversation is leading to they might completely ban cell phones in the car because, you know, it's maybe too much oversight in one way, and you think, this is too big brotherish? But what does a distracted driver do? How many people have been killed? And we have this culture of doing a million things, especially that I've said this before, the texting thing is pretty brutal. Look around and start to see what people are doing. Cell phone, using the cell phone by drivers has caused, according to this research, because like I said, it's very sketchy, they haven't released much of it, but has caused about 955 deaths and 240,000 accidents, and that's just back in 2002. And really, it's been suggested that the cell phone, and which means texting and other things, is just as bad as driving drunk, and it's being covered up, but that it's become one of the number one reasons that teenagers aren't safe on the roads. And, you know, who is safe on the roads? Because anybody that's behind the wheel could hit anybody else. The cell phone, not so much the cell phone conversation, but just any focus off the roads. And they're still saying that that's not good. And that hands-free headsets even didn't necessarily eliminate the serious risk. It all goes back to the whole multitasking thing. And in fact, it even points this out, that people talking on the phone are four times as likely to crash as other drivers. Four times as likely. And are at least as likely to cause an accident as someone with a 0.08 blood alcohol content. Ooh, that is amazing. That is a scary stat right there. When you're cruising around in Iowa, Illinois, Connecticut, or any of those places, do you find that, I mean, is it just me seeing that you find that people are doing crazy things behind the wheel, and a lot of it has to do with that cell phone? 800-259-5791. Kate in Maui, hanging with you here on America Tonight.
I'm actually kind of ready to party right now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Right now, the family of Private Bergdahl, they were urged not to talk about his abduction by the Taliban at the end of June for fear that loose lips sink ships. Now the word is out. The 28-minute video was released. The Taliban may have him in Pakistan. Who knows? And ultimately, will he be reunited with his family? Let's hope so. But this could have a bad, bad ending. Here's what a family friend had to say.
Bo, if you see this, know that we love you and we are praying fervently for you, and prayers are going up for you from all over the world. Stand tall and stand firm. And to all of our valiant men and women in uniform, know that the American people believe in you, support you, and are 100% behind you, and we thank God every day that you have our backs. It breaks our heart, and like I said, it's like having one of our own kids in this situation. Prayer means that we are extremely powerful because God is not limited by where we are when we pray. He is there with Bo, and so we know that He is protecting him and with him, and so we do not feel powerless against these people. We feel very empowered. It's a terribly sad thing that our men and women have to expend themselves in defense of those that see destroying others as a way of life, when all we desire is to have peace with other nations.
All right, and of course we know a captive would be a valuable asset, a commodity, if you will, in this era of terror. And who knows where Bergdahl is, where Bo Bergdahl is. But the 28-minute video was released, so it's a definite. It's been confirmed. The family and friends outside of Sun Valley, Idaho, were asked not to say anything. He was captured in Afghanistan, so they've been talking about it. But it's the family's only son. He was homeschooled and all that sort of stuff. Was a popular kid, rode his bike all over this little town, 7,000. And now the Taliban has him. And the Pentagon wasn't saying anything after that happened. The Defense Department not saying too much, only that in July, that a soldier was believed to be in enemy captivity. And I've told the details of this before, but I'll serve them up once again. He's 23 years old. He was with a unit based in Fort Richardson, Alaska. Earlier this month, he just disappeared. It was 5 months after he got to Afghanistan. He was serving at a base near the border of with Pakistan, in an area that's a pretty big Taliban stronghold. So in the video that was released, he says he fears he's never going home again. You can tell that he's been prompted to say some of the things that he said. Some of Bergdahl's friends and acquaintances are kind of opening up. You just heard some there talking about their prayers and thoughts are with the family and with him and all that other sort of stuff. But the secrecy element can be so vital in trying in the first 24 hours, in the first week or so, to try to get a handle on where the capture happened and getting the person back. So secrecy is a valuable tool that is completely blown, as you know. And in July, remember, there was a Times reporter who escaped after he was held by the Taliban for like 7 months. It was shocking that he survived 7 months. Now, this case, you're talking about somebody who's a soldier. I just hope that it doesn't end dicey for this guy. But what they're saying is, did he just walk off? Did he abandon his post? And then he was captured. And the Taliban claimed that he was drunk and had come out of his garrison. And then he was captured by the Mahajan. And other people are denying that, saying, yeah, that's not true. And, of course, the military releasing very little on this kid, let's face it, because he is a kid. So many people just learning his name, learning this has happened, and there's a push to try to save this private. And, of course, getting Bo back would be tremendous. But can the military do it? The secrecy is done. He is a pawn. He is a valuable commodity, and it'll take a lot of maneuvering for this to happen. I'll say it one more time. The only way this happens, I think, is if there's some kind of special ops. They get some inside information about his whereabouts, and they're able to blast their way in and suck him out of the situation. Otherwise, unless he is just flat out released, which could happen, maybe, but is highly unlikely, I'm going to say it's let's hope for a secret operation. Let's hope that information starts to leak out. I did the blunder of the day, and I talked about some of the bogus things that happened across the country in the last couple of days. I mean, you know, there's always something. That's why I call it the flip side. There's the positive, there's the negative, and it's like peaks and valleys in life. We're confronted every day by all of this stuff. But this had to be a bad, bad day, like the song says, for one person, one guy, who was just minding his business, and he was trying to get from A to Z. A Southwest Airlines passenger was stung by a scorpion that they think was in his carry-on luggage and stung him just before the flight landed. 44-year-old Douglas Herbstromer of Gilbert, Arizona, it's a small town, wasn't seriously injured, but he was definitely stung by a venomous, they call it Arizona bark scorpion, while going through his luggage. And the bark scorpion and five baby scorpions somehow got into his luggage. They were killed after the flight landed, and the jet had to be fumigated as a precaution because they're venomous. Their sting really causes death, but it can cause a lot of complications. Had to be scary. I lived in El Paso, Texas, and you deal with scorpions there because of the desert. But you see that tail come up in those little tiny claws, and they do. They find their ways into weird, weird spots. But that has to be one of the strangest stories, I think, that I've heard yet coming out of the airlines. However, if the scorpion jumped a ride through his luggage, at least, because when I first heard about the story, I thought, oh, you got to be kidding. Somebody else was on the plane, and they left, you know, these scorpions behind by accident. Can you imagine being the unlucky passenger who just happens to jump into that seat? Ooh, it'd be awful. And luckily the plane was landing. If the plane was just taking off, I guess they would have to take the plane back. Al is listening to us across the border in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Thank goodness you, United States has got the best doctors and surgeons in the world. So this guy, he's going to survive, eh?
Yeah, because it's not Canadian healthcare. Is that what your comment is referring to?
Yeah, you know, our healthcare system is average. I mean, it's okay, but just okay. So it's no point if you guys in the United States go from a system that a lot of people don't like. You can make the situation worse. You can go from a situation that may be unacceptable to one that's worse. But I got to call, you know, Stephen Colbert and the Colbert Report, right?
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Yeah, I think this guy is even more left-wing than Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, because he's doing a little piece on Walter Cronkite tonight, and he's treating Walter Cronkite with disrespect. Did you see that piece tonight?
I didn't see it. No, what did he do in this story?
Well, he's treating Walter Cronkite like Michael Jackson. He's kind of juxtaposing. He's inserting Michael Jackson clips inside Walter Cronkite, and he had a photograph of Walter Cronkite as if he was on the front of the Thriller album. And I don't think you should make fun of somebody like Walter. Walter Cronkite is not a object of comedy, in my opinion. But also, Kate, if I could get back at the Democrats right now, somebody told me that the Republicans are podcasting a 5-minute movie on the Democrats. Who is the leader of the Democrats in the Senate? Is that Harry Reid?
Yeah.
Senator Harry Reid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, the Republicans are podcasting a little 5-minute movie on the internet right now, based on the new Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that movie, right?
I have, yes.
You haven't seen it, so probably.
No, I haven't seen it.
Anyways, and this movie is called Harry Reid and the Half-Wit President.
Al, I knew you were going to get us. I was waiting for that one-liner. I love it.
It's not
worth
waiting for, though. Thanks a lot, Kate.
All right, so Al in Canada says healthcare is okay. Just like Sam said, it's, you know, they're saying it's mediocre, it's okay. And, of course, the great debate in the last couple of weeks has been over healthcare reform or health insurance reform or whatever you want to call them on whatever particular day. And there is a big prime time Obama press conference coming up to talk more, I guess, more specifics about some of the things that are being proposed. See, to me, there's just, I say this all the time, and I don't mean to say this, but there's too many broad strokes. Just tell us the specifics. Give us the specifics. Put the measure together. Tell us what the specifics are, not the broad strokes of, well, if this happens, then this will happen. Give us the outlay. Give us an outline of what it's going to cost for real, not fantasy numbers, and how are we going to pay for it, okay? That's what I said. Coming up next, birthdays, this day in history.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from,
that
deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Madonna has adopted yet another child in the time that we took to step aside, pay some bills, and rejoin America tonight. I'm just kidding. All right. I promised that we would do some news you can abuse this day in history and birthdays, of course. We're going to hopscotch across America. Minneapolis. Oh, yeah. That hot, sizzling city. The site of our gigantic network, GCN. Here's what happens in a place like Minneapolis. They all want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. Yep. So guess what? The world's largest cupcake was on display at the Minneapolis Mall of America over the weekend. How big was that cupcake, you ask? 151 pounds. So what does a 151-pound cupcake have in it? Well, 15 pounds of fudge filling, 60 pounds of yellow icing. It's 1 foot tall and 2 feet wide. The huge cupcake was made by Cakes.com. The company has considered giving pieces of it away, and that they thought about that. Instead, they gave mall visitors 40,000 smaller cupcakes. The big cupcake is going to a pig farm. Yeah, well, you know, whatever. Got to fatten up the pigs. The Guinness people have certified the cupcake is the world's largest, so bravo, you Minnesotans. You end up in the Guinness Book of World Records. I was going to say that perhaps Minnesota or, yeah, Minnesota ended up there. There's that studio audience. Got to buy them some more of those energy drinks. But anyway, I thought that Minnesota would end up in the Guinness Book of World Records for not deciding on who their next senator would be, that they would just keep dragging out into the next year. But fortunately, ultimately, that was decided. Al Franken gets the nod, and he is reveling in the early weeks of being the new senator from Minnesota. We go to Idaho. And I know we have people listening in Idaho, but no more bikini top fundraisers for the students. That's what they were doing. They were doing these crazy fundraisers, and they had the boys wrestling team wearing those bikini tops. For the last 3 years, the guys from Centennial High wore bikini tops for their benefit car wash. They would lift their tops to attract attention, but the school district said the stunt offended some people. So now they're ordering a change in their outfits. The mother of one wrestler says the boys are instead wearing T-shirts with bikinis drawn on them. How clever. How about this from Burlington, Vermont, WVMT. Big shout out to all of you folks listening. What's on tap at the Vermont Brewers Festival? Well, you're thinking beer, but how about water? A tanker truck filled with 4,200 gallons of cool water was on hand this past weekend so that people could fill up their pint glasses with H2O if they weren't in the mood for a beer. The festival director said that volunteers were sick of dealing with all those empty plastic water bottles. So this year's festival, how smart, had tap water to drink. Yep, the bottled water doesn't really fit with the festival's mission of providing artisan-crafted beer, however. I wonder how much people drank of the 4,200 gallons of water that they had. I'll have to find that out. Checkers. Did you play checkers when you were young? Do you still play checkers? 13-year-old Erica Brewer is the new checkers champ, Fremont, Nebraska. I've actually been there. She took on everybody at Fremont Days. They have a big celebration there for that. So she wasn't the youngest competitor, but she's pretty new to the game, I guess. She told the local newspaper she's surprised she got so far in the competition, but she knows the secret of checkers. She says, only a 13-year-old could say this, it's all about thinking. Maybe she'll graduate to chess. I always wanted to play chess, but I played backgammon instead, and I never learned to play chess. Maybe I'll do that in the future. I used to play checkers. Bet some of you play checkers, too. We move from news you can abuse to this day in history. It's always interesting when we go to this day in history because it is chock full of historic events that usually tend to lean toward battles and horrific things that have happened. But, you know, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, there are things that happen that make news that stick with us in our minds and do mark certain days. So anyway, it is July 21st, Tuesday. There are 163 days left in the year, so you might want to start that Christmas Hanukkah shopping. If we go back into the history books, we will tell you that in 1959, the NS Savannah, the first nuclear-powered merchant sub, was christened by the First Lady, Mamie Eisenhower, Camden, New Jersey. Not far from where I grew up. In 1831, Leopold I was proclaimed King of the Belgians. In 1861, the first Battle of Bull Run was fought at Manassas, Virginia, that resulted in a Confederate victory. This is a huge moment in history. In 1925, the so-called Monkey Trial ended in Dayton, Tennessee, with John T. Scopes convicted of violating state law for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution. Now, that conviction was later overturned on a technicality. And what are we grappling today with in schools? Creationism versus evolution. You got it. 1944, American forces landed on Guam during World War II. In 1949, the U.S. Senate ratified the North Atlantic Treaty. In 1961, Captain Gus Grissom became the second American to rocket into a suborbital pattern around the Earth, flying aboard the Liberty Bell 7. We talked about this earlier. 1969, Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin blasted off from the moon aboard the ascent stage, the lunar module for docking with the command module. And, of course, 40 years marking the big steps on the moon. 1980, draft registration began in the United States for 19 and 20-year-old men. 10 years ago, sadly, Navy divers found and recovered the bodies of JFK Jr. and his wife Carolyn and sister-in-law Lauren Bessette in the wreckage of Kennedy's plane in the Atlantic Ocean. That was just off Martha's Vineyard. Also, 5 years ago, President George W. Bush sketched out a second-term domestic agenda, telling campaign donors he would shift focus to improving high school education and actually expanding access to health care. Did you think he expanded that health care access? All right, let's head to birthdays. You're going to know probably about seven of these birthdays. We'll try it. We're going to start somewhere in the middle. Actor Josh Hartnett is 31 years old. You might have caught a couple of flicks that Josh was in. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. He did a movie with Harrison Ford that was kind of clever that I liked maybe about 3 years ago. They were both cops. Movie director Norman Jewson is 83 years old. Actor Paul Burke is 83, so that's on the opposite end of the scale. Attorney General, dare I say Waco, Janet Reno is 71 years old. That was your big hint as to what happened there. Cartoonist Gary Trudeau, married to Jane Pauley, who was famous for the Today Show. She did it originally with Tom Brokaw. Gary Trudeau, 61 years old. Comedian actor Robin Williams. Who knew that Mork from Mork and Mindy would become such a huge star? A lot of people thought he was pretty talented. 58 years old. Comedian John Lovitz, 52 years old. Saturday Night Live went on to a ton of other movies and stuff. Comedian Greg Barrett is 46 years old. Actress Allie Landry is 36 years old. You definitely know her. You've seen her in a few things. Guarantee it. Indiana Fever forward Tamika Catchings is 30. New York Yankees pitcher C.C. Sabathia is 29. Actress Sprague Graydon is 29 years old. Singer Blake Lewis from American Idol is 28 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Jamie Waylett from Harry Potter films, a mere 20 years old. Harry Potter breaking all records at the box office, the latest one, as I mentioned. I'll tell you, they're probably going to end up somewhere in the 300 million range, maybe even a little bit more. I might be actually underselling that movie. Going to leave you with this one. Happiness is good health than a bad memory.
Bo, if you see this, know that we love you and we are praying fervently for you, and prayers are going up for you from all over the world.